Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your midweek political check-in. Broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform, we're slogging through another political swamp thick with nonsense and bad intentions. Let's cut through the poo-poo and throw a little light on the chaos before it buries us all. We don't care if you chew gum during the podcast, but no blowing bubbles.
No.
All righty then. Without further ado, here's Nick and Bubbles. Steve. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right. We're ready. Get kitten. Let's do this. Let's get on with it already here. The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. What's that?
That's a really dumb expression. I don't know where you got that from.
Get kitten.
Yeah, it's weird.
Buddy of mine says that.
Oh.
Welcome to the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Steve, the originator of Get Kitten.
It's true. I do tell my little kittens that. Get kitten. That is copywritten, though. I'm going to be making a line of t-shirts, so hang tight for those.
Yeah. Hopefully soon we'll have a little merch someday, dude, for crying out loud, and that'll be on there.
One of these days. In the meantime, if you go to thevocalminority.net, that is our website. If you ever want to message us, email us directly. Otherwise, you can find our Vocal Minority social media pages that we occasionally update nowadays because we're pretty freaking busy with Really American. Everything going on here. The short form, the long form, everything else.
Which is a good thing. You guys make that possible, for crying out loud. Thanks for being part of the resistance. And thanks for being ready to go here. 3 o'clock right here on the West Coast, or just after 3, I guess.
Do I look like Martin Mull? Someone says, my gosh, Steve Harness looks like Martin Mull.
Who's that?
Actor dude.
No, I don't know.
The answer is no. I'm 100% original. So there you go.
There you go.
Somebody always thinks I look like something. Although you with this, what is it, Kevin Arnold? No.
No, it's Kevin James. Yeah. You know, anytime someone sees a fat guy, they always say like, oh, you look like this fat guy. You look like this funny fat guy. I mean, it happens all the time. Oh, you know what else I got? I mean, this guy looks like he should have been deceased a long time ago. People tell me I look like Chris Elliott, and that's the one I don't get at all. Like, he's completely bald on top, and he's a ginger. I don't know.
I don't even know what that would mean. Yeah, no. But anyways, listen, I guess if you think we look like someone famous, that means we're resonating with you on some level. So right. I'll take it as a win.
Yeah.
And political midweek in review. Today's Tuesday only.
Tuesday. Why do I feel later? Got a long ways to go before we hit that Friday whistle.
It's a repeat cycle going on around here. But thanks for everyone chiming in. As always, people coming in from all over the world. Yes, you look like Mull. I really don't think that's true, but okay.
I'm going to have to look this guy up now.
Let me see if I can do a screen share here, because I don't think it's true. But
oh, we better figure out. For vanity's sake, we better figure it out.
Good God, this guy's like an antique, too. What are we talking about here?
Put him up there, Grandpa Harness.
Let me see. I'm going to share my screen. Share screen, share window.
Share your screen. There you go. It'll pop up.
Oh, does that work? Can you see it now?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that it's guy? Just because of the white beard, dude. The white beard and glasses. That's it, dude.
Mm, yeah. Well, I'm offended by all that. So, anyways. All right. I digress. I think we have important stuff to talk about, and what I look like is not on the list.
We've got some important stuff to talk about and some not so important stuff to talk about because, well, hey, that's the cabinet that runs the office of the most powerful nation in the world.
That's right. People keep saying this too, Steve Allen. How fucking old do you people want to make me? Jesus.
Well, you better start using some hair dye, dude. You ever think about it?
I think I like the gray, quite frankly. I think I finally look like I'm not 12, so it's good.
Mm, okay.
Anyways. News. What do we got?
Let me do this.
This is Need to Know News. News. You need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
No.
I look more like Paul Harvey than any other antique guy.
I don't think that that's true at all, dude. Steve, big things are happening, as always. Trump's firings backfire. As the education department begs for staff back. Have you heard the headline?
First of all, I'm not sure which of Trump's firings have not backfired on either him and or us. And there should be firings happening that would benefit all of us. like, you know, freaking Cash Patel, Kristi Noem, Pete Hegseth, all of who are rumored to be fired early next year, because apparently Trump wants to hit the one-year mark before he starts to look bad. But
yeah.
But I digress. The Department of Education, is that even still a thing? I know he hired the WWE woman to destroy it.
McMahon is there, yes, but do you remember a name called Betsy DeVos?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she in charge of all that the first time around?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So let me give you a little video update on what's going on, and then we can jump a little further into the story here.
Okay.
The Department of Education has asked hundreds of fired employees to return to work temporarily. Now, the Trump administration has done away with DEI. No more DEI programs, no more DEI policies. DEI is gone in the government and not allowed anywhere else, right? But now the Office of Civil Rights is having a problem. There is a backlog of school discrimination cases. Uh-oh. And they need help. USA Today obtained an email ordering these workers, these fired workers, to return to work later this month. In the return to duty directive, officials acknowledge they're facing a sizable caseload of civil rights complaints. And they emphasize the need to utilize every resource at the government's disposal to work through those caseloads.
That's right. The article states the backlog, massive, cases piled up, unresolved, while schools fester. Now, with no investigators left, the department's begging them back by late December just to dig out of this mess, and people are pissed off. I asked you if you remembered Betsy DeVos, or Devo, however she likes it pronounced. I'll respect that.
Would be good and call her Devo.
Yeah, I don't want to imply she's great in any way, and Devo is a great band. Don't do that to them.
Sorry.
Trump's first-term educational secretary, Betsy, from 2017 to 21, her crew gutted the office, rolling back protections and slashing staff. That whole Devo era plunge under Trump set the stage for this 2025 disaster now with civil rights. They got a bunch of cases going on, and they are begging for their staff to come back and help them dig out. They need investigators. They need lawyers. They need to bring these people back. Unions are obviously furious about this, calling it an epic mismanagement. Ex-staffers pissed off, don't want to come back. Why should I help you? That's when you got to think, am I doing it for you or the greater good, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, mismanagement is the only kind of management that Trump is actually good at. So credit for him there. A plus on mismanaging. Yeah. Is this like one of those self-fulfilling prophecy things, though? Like, Trump is emboldened bigotry and racism. So is that why we're seeing a lot of civil rights violations in the school districts now?
I think that this is, well, first of all, it's, you know, I'm sure it has something to do with that, but it also has to do with, like she said, we don't have DEI anymore. And some of these cases are old. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that happen, not only with race or
gender, sexuality.
Gender or disabled people, you know, there's a lot of cases that run through the school because, well, we have shitbags in this country and they treat people poorly sometimes. And that's no, we're not the only ones. I mean, everybody has a little somewhere, but it seems to be emboldened. And so now we're in a big cluster F.
We have a lot of shitbags. Most of them are in the Oval Office and or their disciples around the country. And this is one of those FAFO things, right? I mean, this is what some of you idiots voted for. Who needs a Department of Education? As if this administration isn't just living proof that we need as much education as we could possibly get in this country.
But 100%. Yeah,
trying to dismantle it and now asking people to come back. Like they've just been sitting around waiting for this invitation.
Right. Like they don't have other jobs or they, you know, they don't have to support their family in another way.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I struggle with this one because obviously, like, I want these cases to be taken care of in a positive way. But sure. Yeah, I don't know, dude. This is what a mess.
Well, and this is something like your mega brother was in favor of, something he actually did vote for, right? As far as who needs the Department of Education, even though he has a kid that has special needs and actually does need some federal funding coming in from the Department of Ed.
Completely. And you know what, when we talk about cult members, that is one thing that when I had conversations with my brother, you could imagine, dude, my heart dropped. I'm like, what are you thinking, bro? Like, talk about voting against your self-interest here. But the talking points that he would bring up that he heard on Fox or Newsnet, wherever he heard it, you know, was always just like, no, you have that wrong. Like, they're just going to bring it back to the States a little bit. Everything will be fine.
There's some real problems with that, by the way.
Yeah.
So Kennedy, my girlfriend, she works in public education on the higher up levels, and she has told me there's a few pros and cons to this. One, she does feel like there's a little bit too much federal oversight. So she was saying, like, if they get rid of, you know, the Department of Ed, if we don't have to jump through all these hoops for them, that may be some short-sighted, you know, benefit for some schools. Sure. Problem is, they do get, you know, it varies school to school, but we'll just call it about 20% of their funding comes from the feds through the Department of Education. So your point, that'll go to the states. Well, yes and no. It'll go to some states. Then they have to figure out how they're going to use it, if they're going to actually use it for that. And if you are, by the way, in a purple or a blue state, they may try to stick it to you and just say, you know, sorry, Michigan. Like, I know you voted red this time, but you voted blue last time. Or, yeah, just blue states may
not. That's not a fantasy, Steve. I mean, what you're saying is not a fantasy. I mean, Trump has already said, like, I'll do that.
Well, I mean, he's threatened it on every level he can, as far as how can he stick it to certain states, you know, canceling infrastructure projects or threatening funding like this. And then, of course, the other problem is, if there is any sort of shortfall, you can't just not give that money to schools, which means there are going to have to be local taxes that go up to offset the federal loss.
Yes.
So again, mega types, you want less taxes, less government interference. Like, you're just creating a problem that didn't need to be created. It was, you know, every department could probably be fixed or tweaked, but just saying, like, let's just blow it up may not pan out.
And I don't think a lot of people also understand, like, another huge area that this causes a lot of problems is that not only with all the things we mentioned with race, with sexuality, with disability, we have an extreme amount of foster kids in this country. Mm-hmm. And having been a foster parent before, I know what it takes to get them in school and the special plans that it takes on many kids. And all of this stuff goes away, dude. All of it, even if you're going to try and build it back, we're starting at ground zero again. Yeah. And you think about, like, oh, when we were in COVID, all the kids who said, like, you know, I kind of missed my high school experience, you know, like, I had to learn online. I don't do really well with that. So we have this generation of kids already that were like, you know, I was cheated of part of my education. That's doing the exact same thing for a lot of these kids.
Yeah, spot on. And, like, Simply Here says, they started this BS. He only cares about why they think. They let Musk tear things to shreds. I mean, yes, this is just on the long list of Doge failures of let's just gut stuff. Yeah. And then they realize, like, oh, shit. I mean, they did this with the FAA, where they need to have controllers come back. Yeah. They did this with the people that oversee our nuclear weapons. They fired a bunch of them, and they were like, oh, shit, I guess we do need some of these people. So,
it's crazy. And they realize, oh, we did more harm than good. Oopsie poopsie. Yes.
You know. And they were paying some people not to work or had to pay out benefits to people they fired. And, yeah, now they're asking for them to come back. And, you know, school year's already started here. So I'm curious to see how many of these people that they're now begging to come back will actually do that.
Yeah. And a clogged court system. Yeah, we already know that sucks. I mean, courts are so backlogged in every section of the court right now that getting due process or getting a settlement. I mean, all of that stuff, we're on huge, long waiting lists. And you think, well, who cares? But what do we do with the people while they're in that purgatory of just waiting? Yeah.
This is part of the problem that I'll tell you, pretty much anyone who works in a public school setting is not there to get rich. They're there because they believe in the mission and want to educate and help kids. So I'm sure some of these people will probably bite their tongue and come back because they want to help their community and their kids and go back to their schools or whatever. But, you know, it's just, again, on the long list of problems that don't need to exist. There's so many things that, hey, this wasn't a problem a year ago. Well, why the fuck do you think it's a problem now?
It's part of it, dude. Trump's efficiency rings more like chaos than efficiency for sure.
Yeah. Nope. Sticking it to kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, where are those Epstein files?
What day are we on? Are you doing the countdown? I mean, we always say, like, we got to be close here, a day or two, right?
I think we're in day 20-something, and they got 30 days to release them, so we shall see. But I know every time any topic comes up, everyone's like, yeah, great. What about the Epstein files? So we're getting closer and closer. And I know, lower your expectations. They're not going to be what we expect, but like we said, we got to get them out so we can tell what has been, you know, we redacted and fucked with. So
exactly.
And yes, as Tracy says right here, teachers are undervalued. I mean, that's a gigantic understatement. So, oh, hey, Kim's got the count for us here. Day 20 on the Epstein files. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
So T-minus 10 days, but 9.5 days. Are they going to wait until 11:59?
They'll wait till the 11th hour for sure.
Yeah. Interesting. So,
The well, there you go.
Unredacted Epstein files. I'm sorry, Trump Reaper. There will be no such thing as unredacted. It's just a question of how bananda, you know, do they go with that? And we know they're going to try, but we'll see.
I think obviously watchdogs are hoping, like, there's got to be something that's missed that will set somebody up, you know, at the very least. So, we want to see them.
On this topic of Trump fucking things up that don't need to be screwed with and breaking precedents and everything else, like, what do you think about this potential Netflix buy and Warner Brothers merger? Do you, I mean, just on that one, just those companies, do you have concerns?
Yes, let me pull something up here just so I can be prepared. Yes, I do. I initially, when I heard it, I was like, who the fuck cares? But as I dug into it a little bit more, I feel like I have concerns.
What's the concern?
Well, I mean, the biggest one that really sticks out is that Trump has some value in the Paramount company.
Well, that's the part two of this story.
Okay.
Netflix, you know, came to some agreement to buy Warner Brothers, which my main interest is the DC Comics side of that, because they own all the Batman, Superman, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
HBO Max would all go into the Netflix world. And a lot of people were concerned that Netflix would have too much market share, which is debatable. I mean, media nowadays is not just television or streaming. It's everything on the interwebs. And they're worried.
I disagree with you that it's debatable.
Well, I mean, it is debatable.
No, I disagree.
How that debate goes, I guess. But I'm just saying, in the good old days, we used to have ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Sure.
And now we got a million cable networks. We got a million streaming networks. We've got entertainment. Like, I watch videos all the time on Facebook, on TikTok. Like, we're getting our entertainment from a lot of sources nowadays.
Yes. And we need to keep it that way, don't you think?
Listen, as a general rule, I am not a fan of consolidation because I do think it stifles creativity. It makes it hard for some upcoming, you know, director to break into the world. And it also makes these boycotts freaking impossible, that if one company owns 500 things, if one of those 500 companies, you know, suspends Jimmy Kimmel, now all of a sudden it ripples through this entire universe that, well, hey, I'll cancel the Jimmy Kimmel thing, but I didn't realize it was canceling my ESPN or my, you know, HGTV or whatever it is. So it does certainly create problems like that. The movie industry, I mean, they say that if Netflix takes over Warner Brothers, no one's going to movies anymore because Netflix only put it on TV. Like, I don't know, man. Supply and demand, the free market. Maybe.
Most people aren't going to movies anymore. I mean, it's a smaller population than it's ever been, but you know what scares me more is we walk further and further into the tunnel of Project 2025. I don't want to be programmed by these companies. And if they're controlling everything, you know, that's a real concern.
Well, what you just brought up gets into that. So Paramount now making this hostile bid takeover and Trump putting his thumb on the scale.
Yeah.
Kushner is now working for some Paramount, you know, division there. And now all of a sudden this reeks of nepotism and government oversight and or government overreach.
Yeah.
And this Ellison guy, who is allegedly part of the people trying to buy TikTok, which you notice that whole story has not been brought up again.
Yeah.
Trump said that there was a deal to buy TikTok. The Ellisons and Murdoch were part of it. We've heard nothing about that because they were lying. China didn't approve any of that. So they're just, you know, putting it out there.
Just concepts of a deal, Steve.
Exactly. But yeah, so now Ellison is stepping in saying that he wants to make this, you know, takeover of WB and that he wants to buy all of it. Because Netflix only wants to buy Warner Brothers Studios. They're not going to take over HGTV and CNN and all of these other television things.
Yeah.
But the Ellisons say they want to take it all. And to dangle the carrot in front of Trump, Ellison reportedly promised Trump sweeping changes at CNN if Paramount gets to buy Warner Brothers. And 100%. You know Trump hates CNN.
Yes. And don't, let's not forget that Larry Ellison is the co-founder of Oracle. So the tentacles reach into all of our information here, you know, whether it's on the web, whether it's, you know, streaming on TV or wherever.
I thought all the mega types, and I know there's some trolls hanging out today like always, like, I thought you fucktards didn't want government overreach. I thought you wanted less government. I thought you wanted the free market to do these things. Don't interfere with companies. Companies can do what they want and say what they want.
Yeah.
But now you're okay with it when it's your, you know, the guy hanging on the poster in your wall there.
Yeah.
Which, exactly. Don't tread on me, small government. Like, you people have lost all credibility. You can never complain about any of this stuff again.
And you've become the poster children for hypocrisy. I mean, it's just what it is. You say that this is a new party, and I don't know. I've never loved what the Republicans had to say anyway, but it obviously is a new party. And maybe you should just throw those, don't tread on me, throw all those old values away that you used to say we vote that you're voting for, and come up with the new manifesto, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, the MAGA party is for massive governments. They are for shredding the Constitution, except the Second Amendment, when they selectively want that. Yeah. Although they propose taking guns away from trans people, so that would tread on that right, too. But, yeah, I mean, it's just the party of hypocrisy and do what you want. Do as I say, say as I do, not as I say. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, yeah.
Whatever Trump wants you people to be in favor of, all of a sudden you are. Yeah. And this is, I mean, example 5,000 of government being way too big. And never, I mean, can you imagine if Obama or Biden or a future AOC or Newsom was like, I will decide what companies want to, you know, merge. I will decide based on my political leanings and what channels I don't like. People would freak out.
Yeah, you would freak out. It's just, it gives me a headache because, you know, you're screaming for all these things to happen. Oh, this is no worries at all. But it would be if it was on the other side. And we see that on a daily basis, dude.
Yes. Or how about this example to switch gears slightly? It's all about accountability. And Trump is going after James Comey, Letitia James. He has threatened Adam Schiff. He's trying to sue Eric Swalwell right now. All for this mortgage thing where people apparently got a mortgage and said it was their primary residence, but then it's actually a vacation home or they rent it out. Like,
right.
Trump's been trying to say, right, like the law is the law. You people all took me to court for breaking laws that I thought were trivial. And mega types have been cheering this stuff, cheering going after these mortgage fraud cases.
Yeah. And we saw that somebody did that in the Supreme Court and didn't pay any fines or get in trouble or weren't arrested for it because they're on that R side.
Right.
I mean, Republican.
New today, guess what Trump did with some of his mortgages? You'll be shocked.
Okay. Tell me, dude, please.
President Donald Trump's crusade against political foes, he claims, have all committed mortgage fraud, may have just boomeranged and hit him square in his orange face. So records show that Trump himself has done the very thing that he has now routinely claimed constitutes fraud when it's done by his critics. This is according to a new ProPublica investigation. Years before his rise to the White House, the president signed not one but two mortgages only weeks apart, declaring each of them as his principal residence, only to then turn around and rent out both of them.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me, dude. And and they won't care. All those maggots just won't care because he's a businessman, Steve. And you guys are doing it nefariously, and he's a businessman. Art of the frickin' deal, dude.
Yeah, no. Art of the hypocrisy. And I just love to try to hear somebody justify this stuff.
Yeah.
So he's literally going after Letitia James for it, for example. So now we know he is doing it. So you can't have it both ways. Yeah. Either Trump is actually doing political, you know, prosecutions and weaponizing the DOJ, or he should be prosecuted himself.
Yeah.
And do you think there's any world where Pam Bondi is going to indict Trump?
No, no, I mean, no.
It's a majorly rhetorical question.
We already saw with, you know, remember part of the Letitia James things. Wasn't it through Letitia James when he was, you know, to get his loans for his mortgages that he said they were buildings were way bigger than they were?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I would talk to people that I know and have conversations with on a regular basis about that are MAGAs, they would be like, oh, everybody does it. Everybody does that. You're just trying to take him down because you guys don't like Trump.
Yeah, well, and that's like saying everyone shoplifts, like a lot of people do. And when those get caught, they've broken the law. Like, doesn't mean others can't get away with it.
Yeah.
And as the Trump Reaper says, when most people do it, it's illegal. Trump has immunity. It's a good question. Not if it's a state law, though. He doesn't have immunity from that. So,
but does he have enough power to shut down them, the states, doing anything about it?
Well, the problem is no sane lawyer would take up that case because they know that it's bullshit. Just like Trump has had all the problems finding, you know, prosecutors to go after Comey and James and Schiff and all that. Like, you know, it's going to work the other way because they are bullshit cases. So no good lawyer should try to take it to court because it's insane.
Yeah.
And if we're going to start prosecuting Trump, that's down on the list.
Way down on the list. Yeah, we got to get into civil liberties first.
Yeah, right.
So,
just like to point out the occasional hypocrisy. It comes up once or twice an hour. So
yeah, it does, dude. Sometimes I oftentimes have to wonder, have we talked about this before on the show? Because everything starts fucking sounding like the same old shit. You know?
Right. And as we've said before, this is part of his ploy. Just so much stuff getting thrown at you that it's either A, hard to keep track of, or the normal citizen is just like, I'm out. I can't do this. It's too much.
Right.
And that's part of his brilliance.
It's what they're hoping for.
The only thing
for.
He's brilliant at is being a con man. So.
Exactly. Hey, dude, let's get into something. I feel like I skirted on this last week and kind of brought it up to you, but there's a conversation happening about, I mean, Donald Trump is sleeping every day now. We're seeing him so tired and fall asleep everywhere.
Yes.
We've seen him on camera many times say, you know, Sleepy Joe Biden, you'll never catch me asleep in front of a camera. And yet we constantly do. He's just resting his eyes. It's the same shit I say to my wife when I fall asleep during a movie. I'm just resting my eyes, you know, like it's complete bullshit. I'm sleeping.
Yes.
So people are making assumptions, but when they come from the medical professional, I'm not saying this is exactly what's happening, but there is a large portion of the medical profession that is coming out and has some real good theories on what's happening with Donald Trump and his health.
Okay.
A sitting congresswoman has figured out that Donald Trump has dementia and is getting monthly infusions for it, just like I told y'all. I'm a physical therapist with a doctorate in my field and 14 years experience working in home health care, treating patients with dementia, just like the president. This is a tweet from Congresswoman Sidney Kamlinger Dove out of California. The Alzheimer's drug Leqembi is administered through an infusion, can cause swelling, bleeding, fluid leakage of the brain, requiring regular MRIs, can cause tiredness. She also includes a picture of Trump's bruised hand. On the videos I've made about his possible drug regimen before, I've mentioned the drug Kisunla. They're extremely similar drugs, except their mechanism of action is slightly different. But they're both meant for early stage symptomatic Alzheimer's disease, and they're both given as an infusion. And they both require regular MRIs to check and see whether there's ARIA or amyloid-related imaging abnormalities. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think this guy has about 3 to 5 months left in the land of the living.
Oh, don't tease us.
Merry Christmas.
Don't tease us, dude. My good God. I mean, you know, I just showed you guys that one video, but I've watched a lot from different doctors. Yeah. And again, obviously, I can't confirm it, but it's the closest thing to what I feel like is probably happening somewhere within that arena.
Right. Now, listen, first of all, we shouldn't have to be speculating about our president's health. Every other president has, you know, thorough exams. They release everything. It's from a real, credible doctor, not somebody who's also an elected official on the Republican side. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've been saying this for months that obviously, even if you take them at their word that this is this vascular issue, that it's way worse than they're talking about. My dad is a surgeon. He has said that blood thinners do not cause that kind of bruising unless you are on extra heavy-duty blood thinners, which you would only be on if you're having vascular issues, heart issues, and whatnot. But
yeah,
I've seen this theory about this new drug or that drug being, you know, the cause of all this. And yeah, listen, it makes sense. Checks out with the bruises, checks out with the MRI, checks out with him falling asleep all the time.
Swelling.
It checks out with the fact that we can all tell he's losing his mind. I mean,
yeah,
certainly makes a lot of sense. And, yeah, you know, whatever it is, they are not being honest about it. And I don't think that Trump is around much longer. I just don't want him to die quite yet. A, because we get a lot of material from the guy, but more so, I really want him to go down at the true bottom of this. Like, if he dies right now, he's still going to be a martyr and a hero to a lot of these MAGA types. I would rather see our economy truly hit rock bottom, you know, maybe midterm election, just wipe out next year, and then he can check out of this world. If it does happen today, I'm not going to cry over it. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah. Now you're getting greedy, dude. Yeah, yeah. Like, we just want the guy gone.
It's true. I mean, I say this all the time in a lot of my videos. Like, you know, I just today, like, Trump is spending like there's no tomorrow. Because for him, there may not be a tomorrow. So he does not care.
People do that shit in real life. He's doing it. He's playing with everything he can. We see that on a daily basis. So.
Yeah. And I also am sick of, by the way, of these mega stooges in his cabinet trying to make it sound like it's a good thing that the man never sleeps. Mike Johnson, Skippy, just said on Fox News that, you know, more and more I have to work 18 hours a day because Trump works 21 hours a day. Meaning he would only be sleeping 3 hours a day. J.D. Vance has done this. Rubio's done it. They're all like, he is such a hard worker. The man's up all night.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, he spends 90% of his day rage tweeting. So I don't know that that counts as any type of work or something we should be proud of.
Right.
But more so, everybody in life needs a good night's sleep. If you're almost 80 fucking years old and have the most stressful job in the world, like, you absolutely need a good night's sleep. Like, no one should be writing this off as he's a hard worker. The man needs sleep. Something is interfering with that, probably a medically, you know, tied thing. But that's why he falls asleep constantly.
Yeah.
The guy's exhausted. This is nothing to brag about.
No.
It's a problem.
He never gets into that REM cycle, dude. He's never getting any deep sleep. If these are true accounts that he's actually up at all hours of the, you know, morning, and we do see it with rage tweets, but like, if that's his standard thing, that's I'm not looking for a bulletproof that's not a great term. I'm not looking for a
no
president
implied Secret Service.
Yes, I'm not looking for a president that, like, yeah, I don't even need sleep. Like, we know that's not real, dude. That's AI shit. You know, you can have computers working all the time, but like, people need to get rest. You'll look at different studies, and people are saying, look at the studies, when people don't get enough sleep, their powers of reason slip away. All sorts of shit slip away. Like, it's not a person that should be running our country that doesn't get enough sleep.
No. Things just start flying out of your mouth when you don't have sleep.
Yeah.
So the first thing my therapist always talks about with, like, stress management, like, are you getting a good night's sleep? Because if you're not, everything else will ripple from there.
Yes.
So this is like bragging that, hey, I got a buddy. He can put away a 24-pack of beer in one night. What an awesome guy. Like, that's a problem, people.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah.
It is not the humble brag that they all seem to think it is. Never sleeps. No.
Never sleeps. Just keeps going. What do we call that? We did a show on that where you're, oh, grind. It's called grind something.
Grinder?
The no.
Favorite app?
That was a different show. grind culture. It's unhealthy, you know, for grind culture. It's an unhealthy thing. So to, you know, really get behind someone and be like, yeah, he works all the time, never stops. Like,
well, yeah, but grind culture implies like you and me or your wife, like, you know, we're working 18 hours a day, like grinding, like actually working, not rage tweeting, yes. Watching Fox News.
Yeah.
And reposting neo-Nazis.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. Well, that guy gave him 2 to 3 months is what he said. Oh, 3 to 5 months. Okay. I was just wishful thinking.
Yeah, I still predict at some point in 2026, he is going to die. Like, I just don't see him lasting much longer. Yeah. And honestly, every day when I read this latest stupid thing, I'm just like, can we just get to the end of the story already?
Yeah.
I'm ready for President Vance. Yeah. I hate saying that, but that is what's coming. And as I predicted before, J.D. Vance will be running in 2028 as the incumbent.
Yeah.
Because he'll already be president because Trump will be dead by then. So.
Gosh. Every time I get excited, you like to take me back now. You know. Let's talk a little bit while we're on the healthcare topic. A lot of people are saying that what's going on with healthcare? I mean, the Democrats folded and ended this government shutdown on a promise of, you know, taking care of Obamacare and making sure that healthcare costs didn't go up for people. Well, people are asking Donald Trump about that now.
On healthcare, Mr. President, 22 million Americans are expected to see their healthcare insurance premiums start to rise by the beginning of next year.
You're talking about because Obamacare is so bad?
Yes, well, sir, because the Obamacare subsidies are expiring. Are you going to do
anything? Because Obamacare is so bad.
What is the Republican plan? Are you going to let that happen on your watch?
What I'm going to do is, if the Democrats go along with it, which they don't want to because they want to make the insurance companies very rich, okay? I want the money to be paid to the people to go out and buy their own health care instead of paying to the, you know, the insurance companies. Their stock has gone up 1,700% in a short period of time. They're taking in trillions of dollars. I don't want to pay the insurance companies anything. And I know a lot of them, but they're owned by the Democrats.
They're owned by the Democrats.
Of course, all of them are. And since when does Trump not want private businesses making trillions? If Trump opens his own health insurance company, he would, of course, want them to profit.
Trump cares.
I mean, the levels of bullshit there are so humorous to me. Trump has had forever with his concepts of a plan. Republicans even said over the summer and fall, like, no, we got a plan. They don't. They never have. They never will. And then they threatened us with the shutdown, like, hey, open the government up, and then we'll talk to you about it. Oh, we'll vote on that in December. Well, TikTok, they're not going to fucking vote on anything because there is nothing to vote on other than extending the subsidies, which we learned a week ago Trump was ready to do until the Republicans told him, we're not going to back that, so please don't say that publicly.
And he keeps saying it, but I mean, it's crazy.
And even if you want to say, okay, Obamacare was a failure to some extent, like, first of all, to a large extent, it was not. Like, we do need more affordable health care, obviously. As we have talked about, I fucking hate the health care industry in our country. Like, every other modern country, this should be a government-run thing. But here we are. So, no, he's full of shit. Premiums are going to spike. And the only good news is he'll be held accountable for it in the midterms next year.
Ah, I hope so. Teflon Don doesn't seem to have anything stick to him. So who will he blame? That is a question that we should be thinking about.
Biden.
Yeah. Well, just like he said, they're going to expire because Obamacare is so bad. No, dude, that has one thing has nothing to do with the other. Whichever way you want to think about Obamacare, it's expiring.
Even still, he's saying it.
Yes.
A program that is existing right now is about to backfire, and I'm going to do nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
So what's your idea, genius? What's your plan? And you could just extend the subsidies one more year. The fuck do you care? You just gave $40 billion to Argentina. You're giving $12 billion to the farmers for a problem you created.
And getting some in the back end, I'm sure. And I mean that figuratively and metaphorically.
Yeah, Bubba might be a farmer. He might be giving it to Trump in the back.
Could be. They're licking his taint. I mean, you saw a couple of those farmers come in and be like, this is, man, this is, you're creating generations that I can pass my farm off. If not for you, I wouldn't be able to do that. It's like, go blow yourself, dude.
Creating generations of debt that I can pass off to right. young farmers. So, hey, listen, I got a new video going up probably right about now on Really American about some farmers that have been interviewed or saying, this is way more than a $12 billion problem. Yeah. You created it, not Biden. And I just want to earn an honest living. Just get out of our way. Stop screwing with China. Let us sell our product. Let us just earn a real living. Farmers don't want these bailouts either. But this one farmer today said, we would need $40 billion to solve this problem right now. And even, I don't know what state he was in, but our state senator has apparently gone to Trump saying, this is a $40 billion problem. $12 billion is not going to solve it. If only we had $40 billion that we could just give away Argentina.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then we could be taking care of all farming, including cattle ranchers and meat producers, all of them, you know.
And the pot farmers. Let's make sure they don't go under, because then we're all screwed.
Don't forget it. As someone who, I don't know, I have some health issues from time to time. I'll tell you the sickest story, dude. And it is almost on the anniversary of, is it wrong to call it an anniversary? No. Luigi Maggiano, the guy who killed the CEO of United Healthcare.
Allegedly, Nick.
Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
Even though we see him on camera shooting him in the head. Still have to say allegedly.
It's been about a year, you know, and I know at that time it created a divide in the country. Not that should we be murdering these people, but like some people didn't feel bad or they even understood what could drive somebody to that, right?
Yeah, and that's fair. Listen, I understand the frustrations with the healthcare industry for sure. I still can't get on board with shooting a CEO in the head, but go ahead.
Yeah. I had a person, I actually, this is not a joke, I have an MRI coming up, and I get one once a year, okay? Mm-hmm. It is of my brain and of my spine.
How do you know that?
Well, I know it because
I hear they don't tell you.
I do it, you know, and you know, normal people have to get approval from insurance companies for these procedures because they're so expensive.
Right.
Dude, I have Cigna insurance, okay? I had somebody call me like five times from Cigna last week, and finally I answered the phone. I was like, what's up? Right. Oh, we have questions about your upcoming appointment. And they tell me on the phone that, hey, if you wanted to go somewhere cheaper for your MRI, hey, you've got options. We could send you somewhere closer to your house, you know, all of this shit.
Like Canada? I know you're in that country. Is that what they're talking about?
So, dude, he cancels my MRI that I've had scheduled for 6 months without telling me. And schedules me somewhere else. And my doctor calls me the next morning. She was like, this is a new scam. It's called phishing. It's going through all the insurance companies. They've set up AI to look at patients and see where they can move them around to save money on certain procedures.
I was going to say, it's to save them money. But are you telling me this wasn't even a real thing?
It is a real thing. And the insurance companies outsource these people to go do it for them to try and save money.
Because then they get a chunk of what they saved the company.
Exactly. And what they don't tell you is, like, for my MRI machine is a Cat 4 or a Cat 3. I can't remember. But they put you in a way lower resolution MRI machine that can't do what you need be done, you know.
Stick you in a microwave somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they just stick you in a tube and make sounds.
Right. Yes. You know? Wow.
But this is happening with insurance companies. And if Trump really wanted to take on the insurance companies, you know, you better rest assured there's a ton of shit he could actually take on other than all this bullshit.
Yeah. No kidding. I mean, Trump could actually, I've said this before, he could be a great president if he stopped all this partisan revenge crap and just actually tried to do some good things for all of us. Yeah. And if he gave us all universal health coverage or single payer, whatever you want to do, like, I would give the guy a round of applause. But of course, he never will.
No, he's not.
Here's an interesting comment. Julia, I voted for Trump and lost friends and family, but nothing is cheaper. The only difference is now I have to pay double the price for the same health insurance as in 2024. $4,000 per year more. You're like, it's a real problem. The guy you voted for is telling you loud and clear, I see the problem coming. I'm going to do two things to fix it. Jack and shit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What a fucking mess we live in here.
Right?
What a mess, man.
God. I'm so glad we can come on the show and have some amount of fun with it, because I would have ended my own personal healthcare struggles 6-7 months ago by jumping off a fucking building.
Yeah, exactly. while we're talking about affordability, the Democratic hoax in America, let's hear a little bit about Jesse Waters and what he has to say, how Trump should be handling his talking points, okay?
Mm, great.
Gas prices are down, rent's down, and mortgage rates are coming down. If I were Trump, I wouldn't say everything's great all at once, because it's not. It's getting great, and there are certain things that are amazing, but there are such thorny problems because Biden drove up prices so high that it's difficult to get out of this. So if I were the president, I would just say, listen,
thank God,
hold my hand. I will take you to the golden age. This is what I've done. This is what I'm doing. This is what's going to happen. I would not say affordability hoax. Yes, it's a hoax that the Democrats are politicking on the issue of affordability, because they're the ones that made it unaffordable. But you can't say the issue is a hoax, because there's things that are unaffordable, and they're just going to run ads that say affordability hoax, and you're going to get killed.
Yes.
I would just hammer these things. Energy, stock market, jobs.
Down.
Yeah, down.
Everything he just said is bullshit. Yeah, stock market's in a freaking AI tech bubble right now that's about to explode in all our faces.
Yep.
We have hemorrhaged more jobs this year than we have since, you know, COVID.
Yep.
Or since 2009 when we had the big, you know, economic burst. And what else did you talk about? Gas prices, like, yeah, they always energy. Drop in the fall heading into the winter. We've got more demand than supply. Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
You know, that chicken backfire. But, I mean, he's not wrong as far as Trump needs to stop denying that this is a Democrat hoax.
No, but he is wrong in the sense of, like, I would just tell people, hold my hand and I'll take you into the golden age. It's what he's been doing. Like, you know, I'm going to make America richer than it's ever been. Just stick with me and we'll get there. Maybe a little pain at first, but we'll get there. He already tried that shit.
This is, again, one of these, like, self-inflicted wounds that I don't know that I want to talk him out of, because there is a crack going on in the mega base. Like, actual Americans know that prices are not down.
Yeah.
And even if their 401k is up, like, no one can cash in on your 401k until you retire.
Yeah.
So it's... It is shooting him in the foot. And some of these problems I don't want to save him from. And I do have a little concern that the Supreme Court is about to do that. They're about to do one good thing, but it is going to save Trump from himself.
What do you mean by that?
The tariffs.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to strike these tariffs down. And Trump's going to throw a big hissy fit about it. But that will help the economy as we roll into next year. Because these tariffs are causing problems, as Trump has already admitted. It's why he's bailing out farmers. It's why he has said we're going to lower tariffs on coffee and bananas. Like, obviously, they drove prices up. Obviously, Americans are paying it. So the Supreme Court is going to piss him off publicly, but in private, I bet people are going to tell him, like, those guys just did you a favor. Saved you from yourself.
Yeah, probably so. You're right. He is talking about raising tariffs right now on manure. Did you hear this?
He's giving it away for free. What are you talking about?
He's using it every day. Out of that guy. Wherever you go. Right. Yeah, he's talking about we get most of our manure from Canada, and you know that we're going to have to start putting huge tariffs on there, so the people of this country will start making their own manure. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We're all shitting our pants on a daily basis.
So yes.
I'm sure that'll be fine. And Canada, by the way, they call us the shit show down below nowadays. So they apparently think we're doing just fine producing our own manure.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not wrong.
No, not at all. I've got a few different ways we can go here, Steve. We are short on time, but I could go a couple of different ways. There's more MTG news coming out and the fight between Trump and Marjorie. I've got some immigration news. Where you want to go?
Let's do MTG. Okay. I know she did the big interview this weekend, but I have, I don't know, gleefully tuned out a lot of it.
Yes. Okay. Let's start out with Trump first, just talking about Marjorie, and then we'll go into, I got a couple of clips of her.
Okay.
I've watched stupid people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, or some people call her Taylor Greene, some people call her Taylor Brown, because green sometimes turns to brown, which isn't nice. But I've watched her say that she spends too much time on foreign. I only have one place in mind. It's the United States.
Okay, fuck you. Stop traveling so much. Stop opening resorts in other countries. Like, stop trying to free dictators from other countries. Stop giving bailouts to other countries.
That's all we hear about is foreign.
Foreigners.
Yeah.
And that is his worst branding attempt. He actually, that's another, like, he's good at misinformation, and he is good at coming up with dumb nicknames that seem to stick. But his whole Marjorie Taylor Brown, because you see grass, when it dies, it turns brown. It's understood. Like, if you got to explain it,
right,
it's bad branding. Yeah. So stop it. Trader Green, like, there's some ring to that, at least.
Yes, 100%. You should have just stuck with that.
But also, I hope MAGA people, it shows you his sense of loyalty. Those two were bosom buddies right up until she said anything to go against him. And all of a sudden, traitor, she's a brown, like, you know, death threats against her. Who cares?
Yes, 100%. Let's see what she had to say.
To be precise, in addition to what we just heard there, President Trump posted yesterday that you are, quote, and I'm quoting him now, not America First or MAGA, and your, quote, new views are those of a very dumb person. That's the president of the United States speaking about speaking about you. What's your response to these latest attacks?
Well, actually, Wolf, I feel very sorry for President Trump. I genuinely do. It has to be a hard place for someone that is constantly so hateful and puts so much vitriol, name calling, and really tells lies about people in order to try to get his way or win some kind of fight. And I think that's exactly what's wrong in America today. That's what's wrong in this toxic political environment that has ripped our country apart. And I personally think that that's poor leadership.
And it's nothing new. I mean, now you see that he's just a lying, you know, shit spewing guy. Like, come on.
Yeah, 100%. Sometimes when we play the MTG clips on the show, people are like, oh, you're being fooled. She's still the same person. No fucking shit. You know, like, I know she's still the same person. Sure. But it is nice to see someone wake up and see a little bit about what you've been screaming about for the last decade.
Yes, you know? we do always say, when will a Republican speak out against him? So we got to give her some credit for putting herself on the firing line. Like, not complete credit, not amnesia, but at least she is doing something. It's like the Lev Parnas thing that people gave us grief. Like, he used to be a MAGA. Like, that's the point. Yeah. When these people get out of the cult, to some level, we have to embrace them and give them a soft landing, because we need other people to see that you are all in a freaking cult.
Yes.
I was thinking about this the other day real quick. Like, a bunch of trolls always try to say that we're the ones in the cult, not them.
Yes.
If you have a religion, like if you're a Catholic church, if a group of those people break off and are like, we're going to make our own version of Catholicism, we're going to have our own little thing, is that not the definition of a cult?
Yeah. I mean, I guess on both sides of the fence, because if you can walk away from your core belief so quickly, you were in a cult. But also, when you walk over, you're going to a cult.
Well, you're taking something that was already a thing and you're saying, I'm going to do my own version of this. And that is, I believe, by definition, what a cult is. And that's what MAG is. Yeah. There was the Republican Party. They all said, we're going to do our own little version of this. Started off as the Tea Party, then MAGA.
Yeah.
So that is, by definition, a cult. There is no part of the Democratic Party that has broken off and started our own little thing that we all came up with our own name for. You know, so no, like, the Democratic Party may be ebbing and flowing a bit.
Sure.
But I'm not part of DAGA or something. We haven't come up with our own subset of the bigger thing. Yeah. So no, you guys are by definition in a cult that you created and you named.
When people wanted to create that shit in the past, it would always just be referred to as independent, you know. And I guess people saw and struggled for years that we are in a two-party system, and that when you vote independent, you don't do any good for anybody. So, they had to come up with something, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying it's proof that it is a cult.
Yes.
It's a subset of the bigger thing. You came up with your own name for it. You came up with your own leaders. That's what a cult is.
That's what a cult is. And yes. We know you've got those tattoos on your ass cheeks or wherever they might be. Right. Yeah, MTG did sit down for a big 60 Minutes interview, and she had some interesting things to say. This is kind of like why I like getting some of the inside scoop, because we have beliefs that there are people in that MAGA party that are talking shit behind the scenes but would never come out and just say it. She does confirm this.
I'm going to ask you about this almost solid support he has among Republicans in Congress. Is there in that support fear? Does the support come about because they're afraid that they'll get death threats?
I think they're terrified to step out of line and get a nasty Truth Social post on them. Yes.
Ooh. And they're watching what happened to you.
Yes.
Behind the scenes, do they talk differently?
Yes.
How?
It would shock people.
Well, let's shock people.
Okay. I watched many of my colleagues go from making fun of him, making fun of how he talks, making fun of me constantly for supporting him, to when he won the primary in 2024, they all started, excuse my language, Leslie, kissing his ass and decided to put on a MAGA hat for the first time.
Mm.
Yes. What could sycophant cult members do?
Yes, exactly.
Why wouldn't she dish better? Because you know they have all sorts of nicknames and none of them actually like any of this. None of the actual career politicians like some game show host like Trump just taking over their party.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you might think they would say, oh, I mean, he's made us a laughing stock. But they turned the party into something else. So now it's not a laughing stock. It's just a big hoorah party. You know?
Right. So. Yeah. Turned it into a cult.
Yeah, I wish that she, you know what? Hey, if you're going to burn the house down, Marjorie, why don't you just go full on? We want names, receipts, records. We want to know. I mean, start recording people while you're still there. Go for it.
She really could prove her allegiance to the good side. And yeah, she could really do some real damage to MAGA. So yeah, this could be a little loyalty test. She's got one more month in the halls of Congress and whatnot. So.
It also proved to me, dude, that, you know, we always talk about like that MAGA party, even a lot of Republicans, not only lack empathy, but they don't know the true meaning of the word. It's something that, you know, disgusts them. But it's funny when Marjorie Taylor Greene gets doxxed, when Marjorie Taylor Greene's son gets a death threat. Now it's serious. When this shit's happening to other people, when Democrats or senators are being murdered, now it doesn't ever matter. But when it's happening to them, that by definition, dude, you're a pile of shit.
It's the classic thing we've talked about where they know that 99.9% of liberals are never going to take up arms and actually, you know, blow up your house or whatever.
Yeah.
But you've seen it in real time with MTG there. She spent years on every liberal's dartboard. Yeah. Now she's been on MAGA's dartboard for, you know, a matter of weeks. And she's like, I quit. I'm out. Can't take this. See you later. Because she knows they will actually follow through.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it.
Yeah.
The governor of Michigan, the governor of Pennsylvania, the Pelosi family, like they will follow through on these things. So,
yeah. Hey, dude, this immigration thing I thought could put you into your story about Kristi Noem. Didn't you have something to say about Kristi Noem?
I don't like that she's hot. Is that what we're talking about?
No, that she's on her way out.
Fired?
Yeah. She's supposedly on her way out.
Yes. Yeah, there are reports that the three people in particular, Kristi Noem, Kash Patel, and Pete Hegseth, are destined to be fired once they hit the one-year mark. But the funny thing about Kristi Noem, can I just tell you why she's going to get fired, or am I stealing thunder?
No, please do.
Yeah, so apparently Stephen Miller is leading this, mutiny to get Ice Barbie fired. But it's not because of her treatment of people in ICE facilities. It's the lack of new alligator Alcatrazes. It's the fact that we gave them billions of dollars and they're pissed off. She's not spending it quickly enough. We want more alligator Alcatrazes. And so, she's not being authoritarian enough.
the originally said, hey, here's billions of dollars, but you got to use it fast. And who knows why that was said, but yeah, she's not using it fast enough. So yeah. They think that she's maybe gaining a little empathy, that people shouldn't be in those concentration camps. But I don't think that's the case because Department of Homeland Security, immigration, I mean, we're seeing all this stuff happen where they are treating people like animals and like shit. Let me just play this last thing for you because this is effed up.
Sure.
Picture this. You came to this country in search of a better life for you and for your family. You work for decades to acquire a green card, complete interviews, pass background checks, take classes, and pass a citizenship test. And finally, it is your chance to utter the oath of allegiance to the United States of America and receive your citizenship.
That sounds brilliant, right? A lot of people work their whole lives for that kind of stuff. And
it's the plan.
Yeah, people say, Republicans say, like, oh, you know, just do it the right way and then everything will be fine. So
yes, you hear that constantly.
See if it works.
As you line up to wait your turn, an immigration official walks over and asks you where you are from. You tell them the truth. Haiti. Immediately, you're told to step out of line. You won't become a United States citizen today.
This happened on Thursday, the 4th of December. All these immigrants arrived in Boston for a naturalization ceremony, which is normally just kind of a formality, you know.
Right. They've already passed the test.
Yes. They just 2 days prior to this, 19 countries Trump put on a list that we're not allowing people from anymore. So he went through these people, and anyone that was on the list from those countries was not grandfathered in. They were pulled out of line and said, not today, my friend.
Wow.
Dude, wow. Shoot me in the head that this is where I live.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's I keep hearing. Can you get him off the screen?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
yeah, I totally agree. We keep hearing, like, you know, they should come to this country the right way. The
anti-immigrant way. Yes. Agenda.
People get arrested at their green card meetings, at the immigration court hearings. Like, if you people wanted the law to be respected, Emperor Trump wouldn't even be the president in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, a convicted felon and all these things. So, you know, the hypocrisy is quite overt with these people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, I mean, America is supposed to be a melting pot. We're a country of immigrants. Unless you're Native American, you came here from somewhere.
Yeah.
And if you're a Trump kid, odds are very good. Your mom was not even a citizen when you were born.
Yeah.
You anchor baby, birthright citizenship recipient.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and these are honestly, obviously good people that are trying to do it the right way, want to be contributing members of society.
Yeah.
That guy in Washington State that they tricked out of his apartment and let the dog maul him,
yeah.
Who had no criminal record, brought here as a kid, going through the process. Like,
it's just unbelievable, dude. Obviously, people are saying this was incredibly cruel, and if you're doing that to these people who are on some sort of public platform, right. You know, at the time, what are you doing to the people that we don't see videos of?
Of course. Yeah, spot on. And yeah, you know, the whole premise here was they're going to go after the hardcore criminals, the gangsters, the rapists, the murderers. We learned this week 75,000 people have been arrested by ICE with no criminal records.
Yes. Even Tom Holman confirmed that, you know, they're a small portion. Well, that should tell you how many people they have attacked if that's a small portion.
Well, it's about a third, so I don't actually think that's a small portion.
Right, yeah. I'm just telling you what Tom said. But, it's crazy, dude. And you know what? I'm curious where the uproar is because there were a lot of Republicans that stepped out maybe 2 months ago and said, you know what, we wanted those hardcore, you know, murderers and drug lords out of here. This isn't what we signed up for. And they started to get vocal, but I haven't heard anything from them and nothing's changed.
Yeah, there are some maggots out there that are like, hey, wait, this isn't what I voted for, but I still support the man. I will not criticize him beyond that. I will still never vote for a Democrat. Like,
yeah,
you're still part of the problem. So
yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, 100%. As long as I have more money in my bank account, I hear it often.
Yeah, which you don't. So no, you don't. You're still a lying hypocrite. So there you go.
Yep, for sure. Well, okay. Sorry to take you over time, but we're out of time. And we appreciate everyone joining our Tuesday midweek political talk and review.
Absolutely. You guys out there are the vocal minority. That's what the show is named after. Nick and I started this on the radio, taking phone calls, and now we're in the interwebs. And the comment section is so much fun, and we appreciate you guys getting involved. Because as with so many of these Trump issues, we have to get vocal. It's not just our little catchphrase. Like, the more light we put on all of these things, the more the public support erodes, the more the cronies under Trump may not want to be part of this. Like, staying vocal on all of this is absolutely paramount. So keep it up. We appreciate all of you.
More important than ever before. And yeah, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do that. VocalMinority.net is our webpage. You can check us out there. Got all kinds of content here on the Really American platform and other places if you feel like looking for it. We thank you. We'll see you next time.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day.